وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا فهد حفظك الله. The brother is asking about a kind of ruling on killing animal with a gun. If the blood may not have drained well and it could mostly have died from the impact. From impact means he got scared or he got shocked because of that. So what's the hukm of that? You're asking about a specific situation which is about in the hunting, isn't it? In hunting, akhi, during gun means during hunting. So my dear brother, you must understand, if you are hunting an animal and the bullet went through his body, went through, you understand? Means 100% is halal for you to eat it, even if the blood came out or no. The main thing, it went through. But if the bullet didn't go through, just being from outside and he died because of the impact, this is mayta. You understand? هذا حديث عدي بن حاتم رضي الله تعالى في البخاري, a famous hadith that he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المعراض. المعراض is kind of a weapon that they throw it. You understand? They throw it and it's a sharp. Sometimes it hit the animal with the sharp side and sometimes it hit the animal with the middle side which is not sharp. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you hit it and the wind, the sharp through went through his body, فكل وإلا فلا تأكل فإنها وقيلة أو فإنها ميتة. الحديث حديث ابن حاتم البخاري. You understand? So this is the conclusion, my brother. If someone, you know, shoot gun on an animal and the bullet went through his body, even if the blood didn't come out, you understand? Even if he stayed for a long time, for a few days alive, then he die, and you know he died because of the effect of the bullet. You understand? It's halal. It's aside. You understand? And here he reminds me of a very famous statement for Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah ta'ala. When Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, you know, in his time when they just started using this kind of guns, and you know, he described the old gun, the very long one, very, very huge one, and they bring the powder manually, the powder of the fire, and they put it inside, and they push it to inside. And they put pressure in it, then after that they put the bullet inside and they shoot. So he was describing these kind of guns and how they use it. Then he said many people, they left hunting with it because they believe it's mayta. So Shawkani rahmallahu ta'ala, he said, how you believe mayta when this bullet can go through him harshly and badly and more obvious than the normal weapon, means through spear or whatever. If this is not sayid, if this is not hunting, all the weapon that you use it is not hunting also. You understand? So they were speaking about the bullet because at that time their bullet, it used to be square. It's not sharp like the bullets today. But it's the same because can't go through. It's the main thing. فَإِنَّهَا تَخْرِيقُهَا خَرْقًا. She go through his body. This is the main thing. If you want that, it means it's halal, it's sayyid. You understand? And this is during hunting, like I said to you. Barakallahu fiqh.